Hillary Clinton has a big lead in West Virginia over rival Barack Obama. But experts say even a decisive Clinton victory there will do little to blunt Obama's momentum for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Clinton remained undaunted by her increasingly long-shot odds of winning the nomination as she rallied supporters on the eve of the primary.
This is going to be a crucial turning point.
Clinton campaign spokesman Howard Wolfson told NBC Television that Clinton intends to remain in the race through the end of the primary season on June 3rd.
And I think superdelegates who, as you say, have been moving towards Barack Obama in the last week are going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know, I'm a little concerned about the fact that our nominee, presumptive nominee, can't win West Virginia.
The so-called superdelegates are Democratic Party activists and elected office holders, including members of Congress, governors, and big city mayors who can vote for either candidate at the National Nominating Convention. Obama continues to gain uncommitted superdelegates, including several more this week, and now leads Clinton in that category, even though she once had a big lead. Obama also holds a lead in the overall delegate count. Superdelegates will provide the winning margin for the eventual Democratic nominee, since neither Obama nor Clinton will win enough delegates outright by early June to claim the nomination. Obama spent little time campaigning in West Virginia and appears to be shifting his focus away from Clinton to the presumptive Republican nominee, Senator John McCain.
She is a capable, smart, hardworking, intelligent candidate. She has served this country well. And whatever the differences between myself and her, they're nothing compared to the differences we have with John McCain.
Senator McCain is also positioning himself for the general election campaign later this year by putting some distance between himself and President Bush on the issue of global climate change.
I will not permit 8 long years to pass without serious action on serious challenges.
McCain told an audience in Oregon that he would break with the Bush administration and would push for mandatory limits on greenhouse gas emissions if elected in November. Some Democrats and political experts have voiced concern that the long and bitter Democratic nomination battle between Obama and Clinton could hurt the party's chances in the November election. But two new public opinion polls found that clear majorities of those surveyed said Clinton should stay in the race for the time being. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.